start with questions.
So, when did you find out you were going to start this game, Sam?
When?
Yeah.
Earlier this week.
How did you feel it went, if I can save you?
You know, we won, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So, yeah, obviously, anytime you can beat a division rival, you know, those games are always big. And, you know, to win the home opener here this year, I think it was a great way, you know, to kind of bring in the year, you know, in this new building.
It seemed like you really had a connection with Stephon Diggs tonight. Is there something that stood out to you about his game this evening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Diggs did a great job tonight. You know, he's just kind of one of those guys that, you know, when I first got here and started watching tape, you know, he just kind of popped. And, you know, you just kind of notice him. You know, he's always getting separation. He seems to always be finding a way to get open. And then tonight, he was pretty much unstoppable out there tonight. I mean, he just got open time and time again and made a lot of good big plays for us.
What was the biggest challenge for you playing 15 days after, you know, you came in a trade?
Learning the offense?
Yeah. Like, specifically, was it, you know, with the picking up their blitzes and, you know, being able to make the calls at the line? And...
Yeah. You know, I think the thing that was a little bit about or different about this week's preparation, you know, compared to a normal week is, you know, I talked a little bit about it last week, but, you know, in a system that you've been in that you're familiar with, you know, there's a lot of time spent on what the defense is doing and trying to figure out how they're going to try to stop us. Whereas, you know, this week there was a lot of time trying to figure out what the defense was doing, but there was probably more time trying to figure out what we were doing. And, you know, I think anytime you're learning an offense, you know, a lot of the concepts are things that I've done in the past. And, you know, right now it's still in the phase where, you know, I have to translate it in my mind to what it was in a previous offense because that's what hits my brain first. And so, you know, I think the longer you're in an offense, you know, that translation, you know, becomes smaller and smaller each week and you hear the play call and that's what comes to mind first. But I think, you know, fighting that translation, you know, is difficult as well.
Sam, how many of those big shots that you hit downfield were audibles?
I don't think any of them were.
No. Mm-mm.
How's your hand, Sam?
It's good. I mean, it's a little sore, but it's
like
fine.
Normal size now?
Probably not quite normal size, but it'll be fine.
Did you go in to get an x-ray when you went in?
Yeah.
Sam, talk about the environment, the atmosphere.
What am I looking here? All right.
You know, brand new regular season here. What was it like for you?
Man, it was awesome. I mean, that's one of the best atmospheres I've probably ever played in. You know, a lot of people talk about Seattle being loud, but, I mean, tonight this building was rocking. And, you know, our fans were tremendous. You know, I think a lot of credit goes to them. You know, they were having a hard time communicating. I think there were times we were having a hard time communicating because it was so loud in there. But, you know, it's fun when you get to play in atmospheres like that. It's not an every week thing. You know, you don't get to play in front of crowds like that all the time. So when you do, it's really special.
Kyle said he gave you the ball after the touchdown. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. You know, obviously, you know, to get that first touchdown, you know, it was nice. You know, obviously, it was still early in the game, but, you know, it was cool for him to do that for me.
Sam, in the locker room, all of your teammates said going into tonight's game, they saw confidence in you. They just knew that you would do well. But the fact that you pulled it off, they're like, we still can't believe in the amount of time he's been here that he did this for us. It kind of felt like they've even bonded with you more. Do you kind of feel that with them already in the short amount of time?
Man, the guys here have been awesome. You know, I think anytime you join a new locker room, you know, it's not easy at first. But, you know, these guys have had my back from day one. You know, they've been super supportive of me. You know, Sean Hill, in the past 2 weeks, you know, he has been right there with me, you know, every step of the way. You know, talking about kind of that translation phase, he's one of those guys who, you know, he was in a system with me somewhere else, so he can kind of relate, you know, things that we're doing back to a former life. But, you know, Sean's been great, the guys have been great, you know, and I just wanted to come out and play well for them tonight.
Sean said he thought you were a good fit for this offense. Do you feel that way, and if so, why?
You know, I hope so.
But what about it? What translates so well to your skill set?
You know, I like a lot of the concepts we run. I think it's a great mix of, you know, both drop back, play action, you know, things that, you know, I really enjoy. You know, you saw tonight we even mixed in some of the up-tempo stuff that, you know, we were doing last year in Philadelphia. And, you know, I just think, you know, being a part of this offense, it's fun because there's so many different facets of it.
Being here a short time, do you still feel like you have to take on kind of a leadership role in that huddle and keep guys focused in a situation like that?
Yeah, I thought the guys did a great job in the huddle tonight. You know, obviously, you know, when Adrian goes down, that's a big blow. Obviously, we're all praying for him right now, hoping that, you know, it's nothing serious. But, you know, I thought the guys did a great job of keeping their composure, you know, maintaining focus, you know, and going out and finishing the game tonight.
Sam, those couple wildcat snaps you guys had, is that something you've been exposed to before in the past?
Not a lot, to be honest. I honestly can't remember probably the last time that we did something like that or that I was a part of, but, you know, it's cool.
What's going through your head when you're splitting out a line on that
play? You know, just hoping that the guy across from me doesn't come over and hit me. When you see those plays, you just pray that the exchange between the center and the quarterback goes smoothly.
Tim, where do you feel like there's room for improvement going forward for next week?
I think penalties, you know, you look at the penalties we had tonight, you know, we put ourselves in a lot of bad situations on third down. I mean, we had a lot of third and longs, and, you know, to be successful in this league, you can't do that. It'd be nice, too, if we could get the run game going a little bit. You know, if I could come out and play a little bit better early, try to get us into a rhythm. I think there's going to be a lot of things when we watch the tape tomorrow, you know, that we can learn from and try to be better at next week.
Hey, Sam, how's it feel to be part of Viking history? Opening stadium, first game, beat the Packers, you're it.
Yeah.
You're there.
It's awesome. You know, like I said, you know, anytime you can beat a division rival, you know, it's a big game. But, you know, to do it tonight, opening the stadium, you know, it's just a great way to kind of set the season or set the tone.
So, I don't know if you touched on this, but I think Alex Boone was saying that it was kind of loud even on offense for you guys, and that kind of hindered it a little bit. Did you find that to be the case here?
Yeah. You know, there were definitely times, you know, it seemed, especially after big plays, where, you know, it was really loud in there. And when that happens, I've just got to be better, you know, speaking up, you know, being louder in the snap count, making sure those guys can hear me at the line.
Sam, what did Coach say to you guys in the locker room after the game specifically? What was kind of his message for this game or moving forward?
Coach, obviously, it was a great win. You know, we found a way to do it. But, you know, kind of like I just said, we've got to be better in a lot of areas. You know, there's a lot of things that we can clean up moving forward. I don't know what our penalty yardage was, but, you know, normally when you have that many penalties, you don't win football games. So I think that's one area where we've definitely got to be much better.
Such an emotional game. What does it say about this team to be able to pull out this victory tonight?
It says a lot about the guys in that locker room. It's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to go the way that, you know, you have it drawn up. It's not always going to be how you think it should be. But, you know, we just found a way. You know, our defense played great tonight. To do what they did to that offense and to that quarterback, those guys deserve a lot of credit. And, you know, fortunately on offense, we were able to score, you know, just enough to win. But, you know, our defense played great tonight.
Thanks.